good morning, a Friday morning with us to wrap up the week in New York State government and politics. Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Governor Cuomo, we hear now, wants to move up New York's primaries.
Yeah, New York One Zach Fink reported that he wants to move the primaries, which would be April 28th. The legislature passed a bill for that, to February, right around the time of the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. It would put New York more in play, the first really big state to go at it. It would probably anger the Democratic National Committee, which would probably take away some of New York's delegates at the convention. But Cuomo would like to put New York in play. He would also move the legislative and congressional races, primaries, to that time as well. That faces a tougher road as the legislature passed a bill this year that would move them up from June to April 28th. I think they do not want to tamper with that. So we'll see how it happens. It would need a special session because if they're going to do it, you got to give time, presidential contenders time to get on the ballot. So if it happens, it'll happen soon, but it's certainly something the governor's pursuing.
Schools open this week, and one of those issues involved there is vaccinations. We see that the new law in New York that bars religious exemptions for vaccinations now has received a setback.
Yeah, this affects, I think, about 26,000 students who are unvaccinated for religious purposes. There was a lawsuit brought, highlighted by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., saying it's unconstitutional, it violates freedom of religion. But an appellate court this week sided with the state and refused to hear it, and basically the law continues. The challengers to the law say they're going to bring it to the state's top court, the Court of Appeals. So it's not over, but it's not looking good.
Finally, the green light law, which allows undocumented immigrants to receive driver's licenses, has been done in other states. It's been proposed in New York and now is law, and there are lawsuits.
Yeah, there's several lawsuits, one of which came out of Erie County from Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. This has gone in. The state is vigorously defending it, the state attorney general's office. Well, this week you had immigrant groups join the lawsuit or seeking. They filed paperwork to join the lawsuit with the attorney general to fight the law. They say that 12 states have done it. New York is going to become the 13th. They feel that this is nothing more than an anti-immigrant frivolous lawsuit brought by Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. So they're fighting to get on the lawsuit and fight with the state. At the same time, Senate Republican leader John Flanagan and some of his members have introduced a bill that would protect DMV workers who refuse to grant licenses to undocumented immigrants under the green light law. It's a bill that's not going to go anywhere because the Republicans are in the minority. And again, the immigrant groups said that it's nothing more than a message, an anti-immigrant message. But again, it's not going to go anywhere because the Democrats who control the Senate will not take it up.
Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications, Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Anytime. Be well.